Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is The Big Show. The Big Show, baby, you found it. Sure, I'm glad you did. Tonight's very cool. We have a fantastic musician on with us this evening. He's got a new album and a brand new single out, Mr. David Perry. David, how are you?
Good. How are you doing there, buddy?
Good. Thanks for
having me on the show.
Hey. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Thanks for, you know, making time to be on this show. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Well, this is fantastic. Now, tell us, first a little bit about yourself. You're from the Northeast, right? New Jersey, New York area?
Yeah, I grew up in Southern Maryland, and then I lived in Jersey when I got out of the military, and now I currently live in Pennsylvania. So,
nice.
Northeast, yep.
There you go. Good stuff. Yeah, I love that part of the country. My girlfriend's got family up in that neck of the woods, and we go up and visit and have a real good time. Very, very cool.
I love the East Coast.
I'm telling you, I do too. I lived on the West Coast for about a decade, and I missed the East Coast. I had to come back.
The weather's nice out there, so at least you have that going for you.
That's true. Very, very cool. Now, tell me a little bit. This is your first solo album. Have you been working with other bands and musicians and whatnot?
Yeah, this is my first solo album. I was in a rock band for over 20 years, and I just decided to go and do my own thing. And I don't know if they really wanted to go in the direction that I did. I think they wanted to get a little heavier, and I wanted to go in the opposite direction. And so I just chose to go on my own and do my own thing, and that's where we are now. And now I'm working on some acoustic stuff now, so that's
nice.
The next stuff I'm going to release.
Well, that's outstanding. And sometimes, you know, man, 20 years in, you know.
20 years in. It's very frustrating.
I'm telling you. And folks, if you don't think that's true, just imagine what sort of knucklehead you were like 20 years ago. I know for me, oh my gosh, I can't even believe I survived that. Anyhow. Well, that's cool. Now, Rise is out, right? Rise came out in March, I believe. It's already out.
Yeah, it did. And we released the one song, and there's eight songs on there, and you can find them on the davidperry.com.
Nice.
You can go on the website there, and you can pick them up on SoundCloud. You can listen to all of them, and they're also on iTunes. So the first song that released, my son's also in that. He raps in that song.
Nice.
And then, so that was pretty neat to be able to get him on there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Talk about encouraging. I like that, you know. I like that a lot. That's awesome. Obviously, he gets the music gene from his old man, huh? Very, very cool.
I mean, it's a totally different genre, but he's got a lot of talent. He produces his own music, and he does the music and everything. So, you know, it's pretty cool. He's probably done over 100 songs.
Wow.
So it's pretty impressive because he's pretty young, so.
Right.
But hopefully I can get him on. I'm going to get him on a few more songs in the future. I've actually sang on a couple of his songs in the courses.
Nice. That's cool. Kind of, back and forth and whatnot. I like that.
A little back and forth thing, yeah.
That's awesome. So
I'm
really
excited to get to – go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
I'm excited to get, you know, to work on the acoustic stuff and plus probably put out a couple more videos – of some of the music on the first album.
Well, fantastic, man. I know it's a lot of work. People don't realize. People not in the business don't realize that. They hear a song and they're like, oh, you know, he knocked that out this weekend. Not necessarily. There's you know, mastering.
Well, the songwriting part is easy for me. That's the easy part. It's
right.
You know, the recording process and then getting your music out there. That's the hard work. But as far as the songwriting goes, that's always come natural for me. That's the easy part. So it's the rest of the part that is, you know, that's the struggle, getting your music out there and getting your name out there. And that's the frustrating part. But it's worth it in the long run.
Right, right. Well, you know, years ago, I had I was talking to somebody at a party or something, and this musician friend, and they had a few good hits, and they told me, and I don't know how true this is, I'm a painter by trade, so I don't know, but this is what I was told, that they said, you know, you can always tell a good song if you can take an acoustic guitar and play it around a campfire, and it sounds good.
Oh, you know, yeah, that's coming, that's next. Anyway,
yeah.
Speaking of your artwork, I was checking out that painting you did of Prince. I really like that.
Oh,
pretty nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's really nice. I'm a big fan of Prince.
Oh, me too. He was just a cool guy. And yeah, I was just talking about this at a party the other day, that I was at a barbecue, and people were talking about Prince. And you know, I said, one of the interesting things about Prince is you never heard any nonsense. There was never any. I mean,
yeah.
Yes, of course.
He stayed out of the limelight. He stayed out of trouble, and he did his thing.
Yeah, he was never checking, you know, there was never stories of him checking TVs out of windows or anything, you know what I mean? He just kind of did his thing, and I thought that was pretty hard to do, you know, hard to do, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had a handle on it. Well, that's cool. No, I really like the single, and I've been playing the lyric video. It's a really cool lyric video, very cool animated video. I like those, because I tell you, it doesn't compete. When I hear a song, I put my own pictures in my head to
mm-hmm.
it, and it doesn't compete with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my manager, Jacqueline Finnan's behind that. It was her idea, and she actually, I think, knew somebody in L.A. that does the videos. And
nice.
So that was her idea. But hopefully, you know, the next couple ones, we can actually get some live videos, maybe some shots in Philly and
mm-hmm.
get that out there. So.
Very cool.
That's something to look forward to.
Well, I'm telling you, I can't wait to see that, and I really like the Fighting for the Moment video. You know,
oh,
hats
thanks.
Off to Jacqueline.
That.
Get her a cup of coffee next time you guys hang out. She earned
yeah,
it, you know.
Yeah, she's a great manager.
Good, good. Hey, and that brings up a good point. You know, people don't realize, too, if no matter what you're doing, if you need help with it, sometimes it's real important to get the right get a team around you. You know?
Oh, there's no doubt about it, and I got the best manager. She believes in me, and she's been pushing me, so I just need to get off my butt and get these new songs recorded.
I hear you.
You know, because my intentions for the original album was for that to be an acoustic album, but then when I got together with these musicians to record it. And the one guitar player, he does a lot of work in Nashville. He said it's probably better to go with the live band. But
right.
So, you know, I want people to be able to see that I'm diverse, and that's why the acoustic music's coming next.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear it.
I'm
excited. I mean, because I'm telling you, you're really, really good at what you do. What you got out now is really, really good.
Thank you.
Good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. We're going to play Fighting for the Moment. So everybody
oh, cool.
knows what we're talking about. So
awesome.
Here it is, folks. This is David Perry, Fighting for the Moment.
Years gone by, hearts to the edge. If only for a moment, the words I never said, I can barely breathe. Wear my heart on my sleeve. Eye to eye, soul to soul. If only for a moment, I'll never let it go. 'Cause I keep holding on, I can barely see what I want. I'm fighting for the moment. Oh.
Fighting for the Moment. What a track, David. I like that one a lot.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And folks, you can get this at David Perry's website, of course, which is real easy to find at www.thedavidperry.com.
There it is.
Be sure to put that, that the in front. Right. We have a link up. And even if you're listening to the show on the when it's converted to a podcast, that link follows it. However you're listening to it, there's a link there. You just click on it, and it'll get you right to David's website there. You can pick that up. It's also available wherever you buy digital music, iTunes, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, good stuff. Very, very cool. Now, this is part of David's solo album, Rise, which is also out. Eight tracks, and I don't know, David, we were talking a little bit, and you said you're working on the new acoustic follow-up. Now, I don't want to put you under the behind the eight ball or anything, but any idea of time frame on that? Because I want to hear more, basically. You know, that's
well,
what
I'm asking. I'm working on a couple songs right now. My son has a studio in his room, and I was waiting for, he was doing some work on it, and so I got to get up there. I'm such a procrastinator. I should have had it laid down weeks ago, but, you know, I'll probably have it done within the
Things
next
happen.
Few days. And
nice.
So I'll lay the rough tracks down up there, and then I'll go into the big studio after that. And so hopefully it'll be done within the next month, and it'll just be straight acoustic. I might add some violin and some piano on it. I'm not sure yet. I'll have to wait and see. But that's another option that I'm looking into. And then eventually, I'd like to do just a whole song of piano, just piano, and that's it.
Oh, nice.
You know, because I really want to show diversity this time.
Right, right. No, I hear you. I hear you. I'm a painter, and I do the same thing, man. I'll get into, you know, where I'll paint something, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm sick of that. I got to work on some abstracts now, or I got to do this now, or I got to, you know, just flex those muscles a little bit, keep it fresh. But, yeah,
good stuff. I can't wait to hear. I'm excited because I'm telling you, Rise is fantastic. It's a fantastic album.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I can't wait to record it. I can't wait to record the acoustic stuff. I'm excited.
Nice, nice. Now, let me ask you a final question. I know you're extremely busy. Before I let you go, what do you think? Now, you've been, like, we mentioned you were in a traditional rock band before. How different was it doing your solo stuff? Was it more freeing? Because it's all on you, or what do you think?
I mean, I did a lot of the writing as far as I did all the writing as far as the vocals go, and I did a lot of the writing as the music as well. But you collaborate a lot, and I got along good with those guys, and we wrote well together. But I started branching out and doing a little experimenting with open tunings and different tunings, and I just had like 10 different tunings that I was writing in. And I just wanted to do my own thing. You know, I was tired of the band thing. Nobody can ever agree on anything, and it's just frustrating.
Right.
So that's why I went on my own, you know, because then I make all the decisions and I do everything, and I don't have to answer to anybody but myself.
Absolutely.
So now if I fail, it's on me.
Right. Now, I hear you. I hear you. I totally understand.
But, you know, it was a great experience. We played a festival a couple summers ago in Maryland, right near where I grew up, and that was pretty exciting. It was at Budge Creek Racetrack. That was pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work, and Philadelphia really doesn't promote original music. They're all about cover bands, and the Northeast is all about the cover bands, and it's pathetic, you know? I mean, because to me, a cover band is just another average band waiting for somebody to write a hit song so they can go out there and act like they're real musicians. And I know that sounds negative, but you know, when you're trying to get your music out there and you got these guys playing all the big places because they're playing everybody else's music, it's pretty tough. It's a hard pill to swallow.
I hear you. No, it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. And you know, and that's one of the things I wanted to let people know also, which helps when you're an independent musician and whatnot, getting the word out. On David's website, thedavidperry.com, are links to all David's social media. And folks, if you're not in the business, you don't understand this, and that's fine. I'm going to educate you a little bit on that. You dig a band or a musician or something, like and share their Facebook page. Very, very
Thank
important.
You.
Yeah, absolutely. When these bands and musicians or booking gigs and stuff, that's the conversation. That's the first thing that comes up is what is the engagement? Meaning, how many people are liking that page? How many people are interested?
Mm-hmm.
And it's extremely important. So, you know, of course,
yes,
buy their music and go see them and all of that. But in addition, it doesn't cost you anything to like a page. It really doesn't.
That's
true. And it's so important. So important. Well, David, I know you got a bit, you know, you're extremely busy and got a lot going on and whatnot. We're going to do a short interview. And, folks, this interview is going to be sans advertising tonight. That means no ads tonight because the shorter length, and that's fine. We do that every so often, every once in a while. And, you know, I'll just delete those emails that come in from the advertisers. And that's just, no, I'm kidding, of course. They understand.
That's part of it. But yeah, yeah, I want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in and checking out David Perry. Very, very cool musician and one to watch. I can't wait
Thanks
to hear more.
Thanks for having me
David.
On the show. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And good luck with,
absolutely.
Good luck with your continued success with your artwork.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. Keep mm-hmm. me going. Keep me going. Have a good night, David, and thanks for
you
being
too,
on.
You too, Jamie. All right, take care.
Uh-huh. And there you go, folks. That was Mr. David Perry, and what a musician. I really dig his I really like that single, Fighting for the Moment. I'm telling you guys, the whole album Rise is fantastic. It's just fantastic. Very, very cool. But we're just playing the one single tonight because that's what we're doing. Anyhow, this show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms, including Apple Podcasts on the iTunes podcast page. If you are listening to the show in the future, hello from the past. Do me a favor, though, hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page on iTunes there, and you know that's where we like to be, baby. Very, very cool stuff. Okay, well, that's going to do it for us tonight. Have a good one. We will be back tomorrow afternoon. We've got Nadia E. of the Dynamos on, returning guest. And, man, they're a hot band. They're a hot band out of L.A. And Nadia's real cool. She's wicked cool. So that'll be tomorrow afternoon, special afternoon edition tomorrow. So we will see you then. Have a good night, everybody. Keep your powder dry, and we will talk to you later. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.